Masechta Shavuos, Daf Test, 9 lines from the bottom of Daf Chesem Beis, and let us review part of our Mishnah in order to make our sugya easier. And one of the dinim that our Mishnah mentioned is Yedias HaTumah Shtayim Shein Abba, which is based on the Issa of Tumas Mikdash V'Kedoshah. And the Torah teaches us in Pashas Vayikra that if one is Oiva on the Issa of Tumas Mikdash V'Kedoshah B'Shoigeg, then they would be chayav to bring a korban Eilu V'Yared. And although we will see that Rabbi Shmuel is chilek on this point, however, our Mishnah taught us that the only time that one would be chayav to bring a korban is only in the case of Shiesh by Yediyah B'Tchila, by Yediyah B'Soyah, by Helam Main Tayim. However, if there was no Yediyah B'Tchila, and for example, a person did not realize that he became Tamei, or he did not know that this was the Makom HaMikdash, or that a piece of meat was a piece of Hegdash, as our Gemara previously explained, in a case where a person was a Tinig Shenishba Bein HaAmim, then although B'Negeya standard Korban Chatos, one is Chayat to bring in Korban Chatos whenever they were a Shoigeg, and in this case he's considered a Shoigeg. However, based on Xeris HaKasav, we learn that is only relevant where it was Yediyah B'Tchila as well as Yediyah B'Soyah V'Helem Bein Tayim. Now Mishnah then continued and discussed the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, as Rabbi Yehuda stated Yesh Bo Yediyah B'Tchila Ve'Ein Bo Yediyah B'Soyah V'Soyah Nasr B'Fnim V'Yem Mekapurim Tegla Ad Sheyavadu Lai V'Yavi Bo Ilu V'Yered. And if someone had a Yediyah B'Tchila, then he had Alama and he was Oiva on the Issa of Tumas Mikdash V'Kedoshav. Certainly if he would have a Yediyah B'Soyah, then he'd be chayav to bring a carbon Ilu V'Yered. But at the time that Yom Kippur arrived, he did not have a Yediyah B'Soyah. So the Mishnah teaches us that when the Kohen Gadol brings the Sarah Nasa Bifnim on Yom Kippur, that carbon will be titled like Minei Yisurim until he ultimately has the idea that he was Ivan this Isser, and at that point, certainly he'll be chayav to bring a carbon Eilu V'Yared. Keep in mind that close to the end of the Mishnah on that Beis and Beis, the Mishnah also told us, Al Zodin Tumas Mikdash V'Kedoshav, Sarah Nasa Bifnim V'Yem Kippur Mechaperin, that the Sarah Nasa Bifnim and Yom Kippur would actually be Mechaper on someone that actually was Ivan the Issa of Tumas Mikdash V'Kedoshav B'Meis. Our Gemara now begins and quotes from the next part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah continued, "Ein bo yediyah b'tchila, aval yesh bo yediyah b'soyv, sorry hanas b'chutz v'yem kapurim mechaper." If a person was a tinin shenidba and he never had a yediyah b'tchila and he was oiva on the issa of Tumas Mikdash v'kedoshav, then he realized that he was oiva on this issa. So as we stated at Lefidat Tanakama, he would not be able to bring a carbon oil yared, and the Mishnah teaches us that he would still be able to receive a full kapara as the sara hanas b'chutz, which is actually the sara of the carbon musaf on Yom Kippur, as well as Yom Kippur would be mechaper. The Mishnah actually explains this further, that how do we know that the Sarah Nasa Bechutz is actually mechaper on Tumas Mikdash V'Kedoshav? Sheneman, as the Pasuk in Pashas Pinchas, when the Torah is speaking about all the Kabbanis Musafim, and it speaks about the carbon musaf of Yom Kippur, so the Pasuk states, Sir Izim Echad Chatas, Milvad Chatas Ekpurim, Va'ilus Atomen, Umin Chasav in Eskeyem, and the word Milvad Chatas Ekpurim refers to the Sarah Nasa Bechutz, which is also called a Chatas, and the Mishnah explains that we have a hekesh al shezem mechaper zem mechaper, that both the sara and asa b'fnim as well as the sara and asa b'chutz are mechaper for Tumas Mikdash v'kedoshav, and ma primi im mechaper el ardov sheish b'yidia, and just like the sara and asa b'fnim is only mechaper on someone that had a yidia b'tchila, therefore when the sara and asa b'chutz is mechaper on Tumas Mikdash v'kedoshav, it's mechaper on someone that had a yidia, and as Rashi and the Mishnah stated that this yidia of course is b'saif, as it's not osi l'chlal carbon. And keep in mind, although there's a hekesh between these two kabbanis, but certainly there's a differential between the kabbanis, as the sara nasa b'fnim is toila, while the sara nasa b'chutz is b'chapa l'gamri. And our Gemara begins, mechte iskushi iskush la'dodi v'nechapa primi adidei v'adechitzoin, that l'chirus, since we have a hekesh, and we have a klal that ain't hekesh l'mechza, so l'chirus, the sara nasa b'fnim should not only be toila on someone that's yesh b'yidia b'tchila and ain't b'yidia b'saif, and also be mechapa on someone that was Ivan Thomas Mikdash v'kedoshah b'mezid, but l'chayu should also be mechaper on someone that's in b'yidia b'tchila v'yesh b'yidia b'saif. And even though a few minutes later the Kohen Gadol will bring the sara nasa b'chutz, which will be mechaper in the case of in b'yidia b'tchila v'yesh b'yidia b'saif, but the Gemara explains v'nafkamina l'hechad le'ovet chitzayin, that there will be an afkamina in a case where they don't have enough se'irim, and the Kohen Gadol will only bring the sara nasa b'fnim and will not bring the karb musaf or the sara nasa b'chutz, that a person will receive a full kapara in any case, because the Sarah Nasa B'fnim will be mechapa on Ein B'Yidia B'Tchila V'Yesh B'Yidia B'Soyif. And the Gemara answers, although we have a klal that in Hekesh L'Mechza, however, based on Xeris HaKosov, we know that the Sarah Nasa B'fnim is not mechapa on someone that's Ein B'Yidia B'Tchila V'Yesh B'Yidia B'Soyif. And as the Gemara continues, that Amakra, when the Torah speaks about the Mizbech HaPnimi, so the last Pasuk in Pashtet Tzava tells us that when Aaron HaKohen goes into the Kodesh Kedoshim once a year, V'Chipa Aaron HaKanesav Achaz B'Shana, midam chatas kapurim achas b'shana yichapel lo v'deir seichem kodesh kadoshim vul Hashem. The Gemara explained that since the Torah states achas kapara achas mechapa ve'in mechapa shtei kaparis, this teaches us that the sarah nasa b'fnim is only mechapa on something which only has the ability to receive a kapara once a year, but it can't be mechapa on another issa that has another ability to receive a kapara another time during the year. Therefore, the sarah nasa b'fnim can only be mechapa a mishiyesh b'yidi b'tchila ve'in b'yidi b'saif, as well as for someone that was over on the issa of Thomas Mikdash v'kadasha b'mezid, as there is no other possible kapara for them during the year. However, the sarah nasa b'fnim cannot be mechapa on someone that's in b'yidi b'tchila ve'yesh b'yidi b'saif, as they have another opportunity to receive a kapara, as they will receive a kapara when the Kohen Gadol brings the Karban Musaf with the Sarah Nas Bechutz. And we just explained the Teretz of the Gemara based on Ritva, as Ritva states, Kvapurashtim Maglo de Hochi Brusha, She'inim Bechapa Kapurasa, Vigam Kapara, Shimuchedis Lachirim, the Ilu Dvorman Echlon, the Kapurasai, Apal Pishem Rabim, Kapara Achasin Kulam, Ayin Shom. And keep in mind that we just stated that Yeshba Yidia Betchila, Ve'im Boyidia Besaif, the Sarah Nas Bechnim will be Mechapar, and Lachir, it is an available Kapara for this person, as once he will have Yidia at some later point, then he'll bring a carbon oil of Yared. However, this kapara of the Sarah Nasa Befnim is still considered Achas B'Shana, as L'maisa, we have to look at this person B'Asher Husham, and at this point, he has no other way to be titled his Yisurin other than through the Sarah Nasa Befnim, as L'maisa, once he has the second Yidia after Yom Kippur, then that will be a new Chiv, that at this point, he'll be chayav to bring a carbon oil of Yared. And the Gemara now continues that although you just explained why the Sarah Nasa Befnim will not be Mechaper on something that the Sarah Nasa Bechutz will be Mechapa for, but when Chapa chitz nadi day, that made the other pnimi, when afkamino letuma the ira bein zelazeh. Now, lechiru, based on the hekesh between the sarah nasa befnim and the sarah nasa bechutz, then we should state that the sarah nasa bechutz is mechaper not only for ein b'yidia b'tchila v'yesh b'yidia b'saif, but it'll also be mechaper for someone that's yesh b'yidia b'tchila ve'ein b'yidia b'saif. And even though the kohen gadol just brought the sarah nasa befnim, and therefore he already was tchila on someone that was yesh b'yidia b'tchila ve'ein b'yidia b'saif, however, there would be an afkamina in a case where the Kohen Gadol already brought the Sarah Nasa Befnim, and then someone walked into the Beis HaMikdash while he was Tomei, and it was Yesh Bo Yediyah B'Tchila Ve'im Bo Yediyah B'Saif, then he would still have another opportunity for Kapara, as the Sarah Nasa B'Chutz will be Mechaper on this person. And when the Mefarshim explained this question, they don't mention an example where a person that was Tomei ate Hegdish as the Maisis Yom Kippur, and therefore that wouldn't be a standard case where someone would be eating on Yom Kippur. And once again, the Gemara responds that although we have a hekesh and generally ain hekesh lemechza, however, once again the Torah states a second time the words achas b'shana in the same pasuk at the end of Parshas Tetzava, and as the pasuk states achas b'shana yichapel of deir seichem kodesh kadoshim hu Hashem, we learn kapara zu loy tehe ela achas b'shana, this kapara that is effectuated by the sarah nasa b'fnim either for someone that's yesh b'yidia b'tchila ve'im b'yidia b'saif, or someone that was ivan tumas mikdash v'kadoshim b'mezid, is only available once a year, and since there was already a kapara through the sarah nasa b'fnim, so therefore the sarah nasa b'chutz will not also be mechapa on these cases. We explain the sugya based on Rashi, and let us see a few Rashis. And in regard to the original question of the Gemara, Rashi states v'nafkamina lehecha d'lei avad chitzayin im lo yehoi lehem si'irim b'chol atzerich, as we explained, and some explain that the nafkamina is in a case where someone dies between bringing of the sarah nasa b'fnim and the sarah nasa b'chutz. In regard to the original answer of the Gemara, amakra achas, Rashi explains what the pasuk states: "V'chipar Aaron al kanoisav achas b'shana, u'mizbeach primiksev shemechapel lo midama par v'sorer par lekoyin v'sor la'am v'hachol koyisirihu." And this pasuk in Parshas Tetzava is extra. The lemay istrich ili ruilecha shadam chatas kapurim mechapel lov behediksev ba'achri mois yotze al mizbeach shilofnei Hashem v'chipar alav v'lokach midama par midama sor v'nosan al kanoisav mizbeach saviv and l'drasha also v'ka'omar achas te'in kan al kapar achas. And then when the Gemara answered the second question as Amar Kra Achas B'Shana, so Rashi explains Trei Zimnik Sivi Achas B'Shana Bereishi Dekra Samach Achas Lo V'Chapal Kaneisav V'Dashim Rene V'Chipa Achas She'en Kan Al Kapara Achas V'Limed She'en Mechapa Kapara Acheres U'V'Seve Dekra Samach Yichapa Lo B'Shana D'Chsev Achas B'Shana Yichaper Lo'ima She'en Echol Mikol Kabonis Hashana Mechapa Kapara Zu El Zeh Bilvad. However, Ayin Dibam Taisis Diba Masal Kapara Zu Lo'itei, where Taisis argues on the explanation of Rashi. And also, let us point out, when the Gemara originally asked v'nechapa primi adidei v'adechitzoin v'nafkamina lehechad le'ovad chitzoin, so the Ritva discusses that since the Sarah Nasa B'fnim is only toigla on someone who has a yedia b'tchila, any yedia b'saiv. So potentially, when the Gemara is asking this question, it only means to say that based on the hekesh, the sara nasa b'fnim should also be toigla on misha ein bo yedia b'tchila v'yesh bo yedia b'saiv, and it will be toigla until the kohen gadol brings the sara nasa b'chutz. And then he states that it's possible that even though the sara nasa b'fnim is only toigla on someone that's yesh bo yedia b'tchila v'ein bo yedia b'saiv, however, the Gemara's question is that the sara nasa b'fnim should have the power to be mechaper on misha ein bo yedia b'tchila v'yesh bo yedia b'saiv, even without bringing the sara nasa b'chutz. The Ritva bases the shayla based on two different girsais in our Gemara. Let us read the Ritva very quickly, as the first case of the Ritva is that instead of the nafkamina being lehechad le'avad chitzayin, but nafkamina lehagin la beni beni, and kacha gesa b'chol asvarim holfi gesa zu adav mevuya the high lechape adi dev ad avad chitzayin kapar shavii letlois lehagin mishal chitzayin the high nu ein ba v'yeshba. This would make sense. K'moshim megim mishal atzmoi liyeshba ve'ein ba v'chein hayonir b'din the aloi havi kapurasim ruba b'dava tafalai min ahekesh yosim ikka kapar shaloi ayin sham. And he then continues. Avu Rashi goes nafkamina lehechad le'avad chitzayin lo'isa girsa ef shaloi mashiachap al chitzin legamri kechitzin atzmoi the kiven the isbe b'pnimi yediyah meikara v'lechimis yada le'maisi karbidi day ein lado boy elatliya masha ein kem b'zeh ayin sham. And similarly b'negei the second shayla of the Gemara v'nechap al chitzin yediyah v'amai da avad pnimi v'nafkamina l'tumah de'ir b'ein zel zeh the Ritva explains pirish v'yichap al shaloi k'dina kapar shleima web v'al pnimi yitla she'ein b'mashma she'yichap b'yesh bo ve'im bo the pnimi zeh chitzin yoyis min ha'pnimi atzmoi. And in addition v'oid the ha'taim of the tliya b'pnimi yihayinu m'shum l'lchimis yadlei havi b'karbin. And therefore, though it's based on a hekesh, we would still say that there's a difference between how we would treat someone that's ein bo yediyah b'tchila v'yesh bo yediyah b'saiv, where he would receive a kapar shleima, whereas yesh bo yediyah b'tchila ve'ein bo yediyah b'saiv, it would only be toila until he would actually realize that he did this aveira, and then he would be able to bring a carbon oil v'yayreid. When the Gemara responded, kapar zu loy tehe alachas b'shana, so the Dvar explains, klima kapar zu shatliya, the ilu kapar gemura yeshna b'yesh bo l'chimis yadlei, that certainly there is a possibility of bringing a carbon oil v'yayreid, even though one already brought the sara nasa b'fnim on Yom Kippur. Ayin entices at the top of that tesa min aleph, the v'maskal al pamachas b'shana, af agav de chimis yadlei ach Yom Kippur mei v'chatos, mikol mokum kapar zu shatliya, ein al pamachas, inami loy mikri pamayim b'shana, el kishiz man kavua, ayin sham. And let us see Taisis di v'maskal al nechap p'nimi adi deva de chitzoin, and Taisis points out, af agav loy osl l'chal chatos, and even though in this scenario, since he was aimed by yediyah b'tchila, it will never come l'ide chatos, as he'll never be able to bring a carbon oil v'yared. And as we previously learned, that since the pasuk in the Gei Asara Nasa B'fnim states, mipashem l'chol chataisam, so we learned that the Asara Nasa B'fnim is only mechaper and is only toila on those things that are osil l'chal chatos. However, Taisis explains, in lochish could appreciate l'el, and as Taisis explained on Dav Zayin and Mabez, Nigei is someone that was Eva on Thomas Mikdash v'kadosha b'mezid, that even though it's not osil l'chal chatos, but since the carbon is actually coming to be mechaper on something that will be osil l'chal chatos, then it could be mechaper on other things as well. And I entice Diba Maslov and Afkamina Hechid Loy Ovid Chitzain, Vim Taimam Kain Chitzin Lama Baklal, that if we would bring the Primi, that would be mechaper on Yeshba Yediyah B'tchila ve'im Ba Yediyah B'saif, as well as on Ein Ba Yediyah B'tchila ve'yesh Ba Yediyah B'saif. So why would we ever have to bring the Sara Nasa B'chutz? And Taisis explains, V'yishleima Mishon Tumah She'ira Bein Zelazeh, and Ayin Ritva brings another Teretz, that the Sara Nasa B'fnim will only be Taila on someone that's Ein Ba Yediyah B'tchila ve'yesh Ba Yediyah B'saif, and once the Kohen Gadol brings the Sara Nasa B'chutz, then it'll be a Mechapa L'gamri. And of course, based on the fact that Taisis doesn't bring the second Teretz, then clearly he holds like Rashi that the Gemara's question is that the Sara Nasa B'fnim should actually be Mechapa on Ein Ba Yediyah B'tchila ve'yesh Ba Yediyah B'saif, and it wouldn't only be Taila. And the Ritva that brings the second Teret is dafka according to the other girsa that the Ritva brought down. And also Ayin Taisis kapara achas mechapa ve'im mechapa shtei kaparis, and Taisis is v'im teima amai l'mishani di mechapa nami adechitzoin im kein ti kapara zu pamayim b'shana, then we'll have a kapara for misha ein bo yediyah b'tchila v'yesh bo yediyah b'saif at two times during the year. And as we learned at the end of Gemara, kapara zu loy tehei al achas b'shana, and Taisis answered v'yesh leima de'in lochosh kivin ikka kapara seksu bo yedahinu yesh bo ve'im bo loy tehei al pamachas b'shana, and this would not be a chesaron ayin sham. And finally, the Gemara explained regarding the second question that the nafkamina is l'tumah she'ira bein zelazeh, and Taisis points out hachal le'kama v'nafkamina lehechad le'ovah pnimi k'dekama le'el the pnimi karav kaidim chitzayin v'ilek alechad yasu pnimi v'lechitzayin, that if there would only be one sar, then certainly the kohen gadol will have to bring the sar Nasa Bifnim, and he would not bring the Sarah Nasa Bichutz, Ayin Shom. And we continue on Daf Tesam and Aleph, and before we continue, let us point out that the only reason why the Gemara previously stated that the Sarah Nasa Bichutz is Mechapa Mishaim Ba Yudir Betchila, Vyesh Ba Yudir Besaif, that is because it will never be Asal Day Carbon, and that is based on the Shita of our Mishnah, that the only time that one is Chayat to bring a carbon oil of Yared is only if someone was Yesh Ba Yudir Betchila, Vyudir Besaif, Helen Bein Tayim. However, the Gemara continues and asks, Rav Shmuel de Amma Ein Ba Yudir Betchila, Vyesh Ba Yudir Besaif, Ba Carbonu, Sarah Nas Bechutz, Amai Mechaper, that will carry according to Rav Shmuel that we will see in the Afi Testament Beis, that hold that the din of a carbon oil of Yared is similar to all Kabbanis Chatois, and even if there would be Ein Ba Yudir Betchila, Vyesh Ba Yudir Besaif, that a person would still bring a carbon oil of Yared. If so, the Sarah Nas Bechutz would not only be Taylor for someone that's Yesh Ba Yudir Betchila, Ve Ein Ba Yudir Besaif, but it would also be Taylor for someone that's Ein Ba Yudir Betchila, Yesh Ba Yudir Besaif. For example, he realized right before Yom Kippur that he was over on the Issa of Thomas Mikdash Vekadoshav, and he still didn't have a chance to bring his carbon oil of Yared, that Yom Kippur will still be Taylor Minei Surin until he was able to bring his carbon oil of Yared after Yom Kippur. And if so, when the Kohen Gadol brings his Sarah Nasa Bechutz, what is that going to be Mechapa for? And the Gemara answers, Asha Ein Ba Yudir, Lo Betchila Ve Lo Besaif, that in a Chanami Lefi Rabbi Shmuel, the Sarah Nasa Bechutz will be Mechapa on someone that was over on the Issa of Thomas Mikdash Vekadoshav and didn't have a Yudir Betchila and didn't have a Yudir Besaif, and since this person never found out that he is chayav to bring a carbon oil of Yared, as he never realized that it was over on the Issa of Thomas Mikdash Vekadoshav, so the Torah teaches us that by the Kohen Gadol bringing the Sarah Nasa Bechutz, there will be Mechapa Legamri on this person. And let's keep in mind that in the bottom of that Beis and Aleph, the Mishnah stated, Sha'im Bo Yedir, Lo Betchila Ve Lo Besaif, Seir Aragolim, Usir Esh Chadoshim Mechaparim, and therefore our Gemara asks that how can you say that Lefi Rabbi Shmuel, the Sarah Nasa Bechutz will be Mechapa, Ami Sha'im Bo Yedir, Lo Betchila Ve Lo Besaif, but Hai Seir Aragolim, Usir Esh Chadoshim Mechaparim, and why would we need an extra carbon of the Sarah Nasa Bechutz to be Mechapa for that scenario? And the Gemara answers, Savala Kramea, and in regard to this point, Rabbi Shmuel holds like Kramea, the Omar, Kolosirim Kaparos and Shava, Thomas Mikdash Vikadashov, and as we saw at the top of that Beis and Beis, that Rabbi Meir was chilek both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Meir held that the Sarah Nasa Bechutz, as well as the Sarah Reish Chodesh and the Sarah Regolim, are all Mechapa, Thomas Mikdash Vikadashov, with his Ein Ba Yedir Betchila Ve Ein Ba Yedir Besaif, and his Rashi at the top of the Amid states, Venafkamina Lutuma Shiro Ben Zelazer, and the Nafkamina would be for someone that was over on Thomas Mikdash Vikadashov, and it was Ein Ba Yedir Le Betchila Ve Le Besaif, that the next Karban Musaf of the next Yontiv or the next Reish Chodesh would be Mechaper. And the Gemara now continues and asks another question on the Shita Rabbi Shmuel, that Bishleim according to our Mishnah, that in order for one to be Chayiv a carbon oil of Yared, there has to be a Yedir Betchila, so we understand why we have a Hekesh between the Sarah Nasa Bifnim and the Sarah Nasa Bechutz. And as the Mishnah taught us, Ma Primi Ein Mechaper Al Dov Sheish B'Yedir, Afachitzen Ein Mechaper Al Dov Sheish B'Yedir, and the Sarah Nasa Bechutz will be Mechaper on someone that's Ein B'Yedir Betchila V'Yesh B'Yedir Besaif. However, since Rabbi Shmuel holds that even in a case where someone was Ein B'Yedir Betchila V'Yesh B'Yedir Besaif, that they will be in a carbon, and therefore the Sarah Nasa Bifnim will also be Taylor for that case, and the Sarah Nasa Bechutz is actually only going to be Mechapa, Amisha Ein B'Yedir Lo Betchila V'Lo Besaif. L'chayu, there are no similarities between the Sarah Nasa Bifnim and the Sarah Nasa Bechutz, and if so, what does Rabbi Shmuel use this Hekesh for, and what is the Hekesh between the Sarah Nasa Bifnim and the Sarah Nasa Bechutz? And the Gemara explains that even according to Rabbi Shmuel, there's a need for the Hekesh, as Ma Pnimi Ein Mechapa B'Shar Beiris, Afchitza Ein Mechapa B'Shar Beiris, and as we learned at Daf Zayin and Beis, that one would have a Hamino, that the Sarah Nasa Bifnim should not only be Mechapa on Thomas Mikdash V'Kadoshov, but maybe should also be Mechapa on Abedizar, Gilu Rayis, and Shvichas Domim, as well as potentially for some other Yisurim, as we saw on Daf Chesem and Aleph. However, the Gemara stated that the Pasuk B'Negei Sarah Nasa Bifnim states, Mitumais B'nei Yisrael, and we learn out V'loi Kol Tumais, therefore we know that the Sarah Nasa Bifnim is only Mechapa on something that is relevant to the Issa of Thomas Mikdash V'Kadoshov, and similarly, based on the Hekesh, we learn that the Kapara that is effectuated by the Sarah Nasa Bechutz is only on something which is relevant to the Issa of Thomas Mikdash V'Kadoshov, and as we explain, Lefi Rabbi Shmuel, it's referring to a case of Ein Ba Yedir Lo Betchila Ve Lo Besaif. And keep in mind that when we explained our Gemara that stated that Rabbi Shmuel holds a Karmea, we explained the Gemara based on Taisis, as Taisis states in Divrei Masechta Savla Karmea, Lav Dafka Karmea, the Ramea Ba Yedir Betchila, the Tani Lekama, and the Kulu Mechaper Al Shein Ba Yedir Betchila, V'Yesh Ba Yedir Besaif, V'Ilu Rabbi Shmuel, Hai Ba Karbonu, as we explained. Our Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah Mishnah and finishes up explaining the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. And as the Mishnah stated, Al she'ein bo yediya b'tchila v'lei b'sayif, see we regal and v'see Rashi Chadashi mechaper in Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. As we know, the Pesukim and Parshas Pinchas teach us the Musafim of every Yontiv and of Rosh Chodesh. And as part of these Korbanos Musafim, it was the Sir Izim Echad L'chatas. And the Mishnah told us that l'fi Rabbi Yehuda, the Sir that was born every single Yontiv and the Sir Rosh Chodesh would be mechaper for Tumas Mikdash V'kadasha, where it's ein bo yediya b'tchila v'ein bo yediya b'sayif. And the Gemara begins, Am Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel, my time with Rabbi Yehuda. And Rashi explains that the Gemara's question is that why does Rabbi Yehuda hold Kol Achir Mechap Nash Ein Bo Yediya Lei B'tchil V'Lei B'Saif Chutz Mishal Yom Kippurim, aside for the Sar and Nasa B'Chutz, all other Siri'izim are going to be Mechap for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav, where it's Ein Bo Yediya B'tchila V'Ein Bo Yediya B'Saif. And Ayin Ritva, who explains, Hashta Shailina my time with Rabbi Yehuda B'Mai De'ukim Reisha Kadashim B'Ein Bo V'Ein Bo V'Hode Shailina Amai Lo Mechap Nami B'Ha Ashar Aveiris K'mai Al Mikdash V'Kadashav. And finally, V'Hode Shaila Regolim Minolei Atavayu, and we will ask both questions regarding Regolim. Inami and Ritva brings another pshat, the hashta kulu shalina stam, the chimim farshlon chodiminayu shalina idach, vze yoysa nochon besugi the gemara, ayin sham. And Rabbi Yehuda teaches us in the name of Shmuel that Amakra, that benegeir musaf of Rosh Chodesh, the pasuk tells us in Pashas Pinchas, usir izim echad l'chathas l'Hashem, al ilus atome di osav in iskai, and this is the only time that the pasuk uses the term l'chathas l'Hashem, as generally the pasuk states, usir izim echad l'chathas, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda learns, chetshi makabai el Hashem, that the Sar of Rosh Chodesh is going to be mechaper on a chet where no one knows about it aside from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it's ein bo yediya b'tchila ve'ein bo yediya b'sayif. And the Gemara continues and asks that how can you say that the words l'chatas l'Hashem is coming to teach us this drasha of v'hai mibayle l'chereish lakish, and l'chere we use these words for the drasha of Reish Lakish where no one seems to be chaylik on the words of Reish Lakish. The Omer Reish Lakish manishtan es Sar of Rosh Chodesh nevim by l'Hashem, that why is it that only regarding the Sar of Reish Chodesh does the pasuk state l'chatas l'Hashem? And Reish Lakish explains, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu saw zeh hekapara alai shemiyati es yireach, that this sara should be a kapara for me as I minimize the yireach. As Rashi and Pashas Bereishis tells us, Amaruus hagdolim shavim nivru v'nismata halavana al shekitrika va'amra yefshel shnei malachim sheyishtamshu b'kasa echad. And the Gemara responds, Im kein lemakra ala Hashem, that if the pasuk is only coming to teach us the din of Reish Lakish, then the pasuk should state usir izim echad l'chatas ala Hashem, as it's coming for a kapara for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Magla Hashem l'chadamoran, and by the fact that the Torah states usir izim echad l'chatas l'Hashem, it must be that the Torah is telling us that this sir izim is coming as a kapara or chayt that's a makabay el Hashem. However, the Gemara now is for a makuli l'achyud asa, that maybe the pasuk is only coming for this drasha, and how do we know that we should also dashin like Reish Lakish, as the pasuk l'maisa states l'Hashem and doesn't say al Hashem? And the Gemara explains im kein nemakra chatas Hashem, that if it would only be coming for our drasha of Rabbi Huda, then the pasuk should just say chatas Hashem, my l'Hashem shmas minotati, and therefore we learn both drushes from the word l'Hashem. And keep in mind that when we read the words Reish Lakish, we were gurus, sarazeh yekapara alai shemiyati asir reach. However, others are gurus, sarazeh yekapara al shemiyati asir reach. And Ayin Rashi, who explains, haviyu kapara lahafiz daitash levana, this is in order to be mfayas to levana. And Ayin Taisis, the maskal sarazeh yekapara alai, pirish ba'arach sarazeh kapara li yisrael, val lai likboyaz man kapara zu, vikavati berish chedish lahafiz daitash reach. And lefi the arach, it comes out that certainly HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need a kapara, and Reish Lakish is just explaining that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that we should bring a sarah on Reish Chodesh as a kapara for Klal Yisrael. And the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu was kaveya this kapara for Klal Yisrael on Reish Chodesh was in order to bring Fayez to Levana. I am in the Gilead on the side of the Gemara who states, Zeh Osoyed Mesoydis HaKabbalah Vein Lavina Kemashmoy Chas V'Sholem Ki Kol Kvuda Bas Melech Pnima Ayin Sham. And Ayin Tesis Rashi points out that the Torah is teaching us Derech Eretz, that although the Levana certainly deserve this punishment, however, the Torah is teaching us that even if an Adoin has to punish an Eved, they should still feel bad, and you should still be mefayis him. Ayin Rif, who states, Am la'kosh baruch hu, hinni oislecha kovet, shem yashev daitcha, tach shem yatzera, umay niu, shi yusol b'chor ishchesh, makriyun karbon l'fonai, l'chapa v'niseyem, fikach am la'kosh baruch hu, haviyu kapar l'fonai b'rish chodesh, l'chapa aleichem, kedei she tashlimu olai, b'karm kapar ze, as a kovet, shamati latz liyurech, b'shvil shem yatzev, v'zeo pirish, haviyu kapar olai, shem yati, ayin sham. And in Pashas Pinchas, the Rabbeinu Bechaya states, "Kdei lit in Pesachim Pel lebali tshuva umehem yura tachtoinim v'yichu musa shem yeshuvu achas shechatu shakadosh baruch hu yispayis lehem k'shem shespayis levana v'kava kabbalas kapara b'yem chidusha v'kava Gam kin Rosh Hashanah shu yom tshuva b'yom chidusha v'chol zeh lo yidiya she'akadosh baruch hu mekabel tshuvas ha'rishayim shem shekibul alvana v'nispayis lo me'avayin ha'kitrog. Our Gemara continues and is v'nechapa nami b'shar averis, that since we just stated that the sar of Rosh Chodesh is coming to mechapa on an aver that a person does that's ein bo yidiya b'tchila ve'ein bo yidiya b'saif, how do we know that the sar of Rosh Chodesh only mechapa on the aver of tumas mikdash v'kadoshav? Maybe it should be mechapa on any aver that a person did that he didn't have yidiya b'tchila ve'ein bo yidiya b'saif, and he can't bring a carbon chatos. The Gemara responds tans v'er v'shmol that we learned in the brayse in the yeshiva v'shmol hoil v'zeba b'zman kavua v'zeba b'zman kavua, that since the sar hanasa b'chutz is brought during a specific time of year, and the sar of Rosh Chodesh is also brought b'zman kavua, so mazeh ina mechapa al tumas mikdash v'kadoshav avzeh ina mechapa al tumas mikdash v'kadoshav, and therefore we have a mamatzino, and just like the sar hanasa b'chutz is only mechapa on tumas mikdash v'kadoshav, so similarly the sar of Rosh Chodesh will only be mechapa on tumas mikdash v'kadoshav. And as Rashi points out, that how do we know that the sar hanasa b'chutz is only mechapa on tumas mikdash v'kadoshav? That is based on the hekesh that we had to the sar hanasa b'fnim, and we already learned on Dav Zayin Amabez that the sar hanasa b'fnim is only mechapa on tumas mikdash v'kadoshav. And I in the middle of Taisis Diba Maskel Hayel v'zeh bar b'zman kavua with Taisis is im echitzen gomar tifshe mehocha the dav alam behekesh choizu malam b'nyan av the echitzen gufa lo yadin the mechapa tumas mikdash v'kadoshav el mishum the hokish l'pnimi uboy hi b'perak ezu mekoyman, and this gufa shayla im mesech the zvachim, and Taisis answers v'yishleima the hayle chosha b'nyan av el gilu mils ba'almo k'nemucha b'somach ayin in Taisis. The Gemara continues to explain the makar for the sheet of Rabbi Huda. The Gemara states eshkan siru esh chadoshim, that we now see a makar that the siru esh chadoshim are mechapa on tumas mikdash v'kadoshav, and the Gemara is siru golem minolon, and as Taisis explains in the middle of the Maskel siru golem minolon el yeshil farish minol the mechapri at tumas mikdash v'kadoshav the ikkakaris, that how do we know that the siru golem will be mechapa on tumas mikdash v'kadoshav, which is so chomer that if someone is oiva on tumas mikdash v'kadoshav b'mezid that the chayiv karis as emo the lay mechapa el b'shar v'iris the leka karis kimin dein kaparasi mufreshes, since the Torah doesn't specify as to what the sar of the regal is mechapa for, so maybe it will only be mechapa on those averis where there is no chorus. And Taisis continues that although we explained that the Gemara's question b'negi the sar of Rosh Chodesh was specifically that why should it be that it's only mechapa for tumas mikdash v'kadoshav and it should be mechapa on all averis, and Taisis explains loydam l'Rosh Chodesh that the sar of regal is not similar to the sar of Rosh Chodesh b'negi the sar of Rosh Chodesh, the pasuk states usir izim echad l'chatas l'Hashem, and we had a drasha that chesheim makabay el Hashem yisar zem mechaper, and as Rashi and Amid Beis will explain that chesheim makabay mashma holchatoyim sheinim yiduim, and therefore it's mashma that even those averis with a chiy of karis, and even if it wouldn't be that aver of tumas mikdash v'kadoshav, the sar of Rosh Chodesh should be mechaper. That's why the previous Gemara had to bring the tanda aver of Shmuel, and we learned based on the mamatzinu that the sar of Rosh Chodesh is only mechaper on tumas mikdash v'kadoshav. Our Gemara continues v'chitei mahanami ketanda aver of Shmuel. If you will want to learn that the way that we know that the Sar Regal is Mechapa for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav is based on the same Braisa of Rabbi Shmuel and based on the Mametzino, and either we will learn from the Sar Rosh Chodesh or we will learn from the Sar Nasa Bechutz that just like they are coming in order to be Mechapa on Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, so the Sar Regal is also coming to be Mechapa on Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. However, over here we're trying to learn a Chumrah that the Sar Regal is not only Mechapa for smaller Averis, but the Sar Regal will even be Mechapa for larger averis and even averis that yesh bakaris like tumas mikdash v'kadoshav, and therefore ikla mifrach even the shchedah shekain tader even the yom kippurim shekain muva kaparasai, as you can't learn from amitzino as if you will want to learn from a shchedah, but it could be that the reason why the sarva shchedah is mechapa on tumas mikdash v'kadoshav because the sarva shchedah comes every single month, therefore it may have the power to be mechapa even on tumas mikdash v'kadoshav that has a potential for a chiyuv bakaris. Well, possibly since the sarva of the regal is not Tadir, so maybe it would not be Mechapa on Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. And similarly, if you want to learn a Mametzinu from the Sar Nasa B'chutz of Yom Kippur, once again, it could be that the Torah tells us that the Sar Nasa B'chutz is Mechapa on Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, even though it's Yesh B'Karis, because it's Mu B'Kaparasai, as Rashi explains, Shu Mechapa al Kol Averis, as Yom Kippur is a day where the Torah tells us that there are different Kabbonis that will be Mechapa on all Averis, and as we know, we have the Sar Nasa B'fnim, the Sar Nasa B'chutz, as well as the Sar Lazazel, which are all mechapa on various averis. Possibly that's why the sar could be mechapa on tumas mikdash v'kadoshav that's yesh b'karis. However, it could be that the sar regal will not have the power and will not be able to be mechapa on Tumas Mikdash v'kedoshav, since it's an avera that it's yesh ba kares, as if someone is oiva on Tumas Mikdash v'kedoshav b'mezid, they would be chayav kares. And we continue on Daf Tes on Hamez, and the Gemara points out v'chitema agamrinam reshchayish minyam kapurim v'loy pachinon. Previously, we learned dinim b'negiya the kapar of the sar reshchayish from the sar nasa b'chutz of Yom Kippur, and we didn't ask a pircha on this mametzino. And if so, we should be able to learn the kapar of the sar of the regal from the sar nasa b'chutz of Yom Kippur. We should be able to learn that it's mechapa on Tumas Mikdash v'kedoshav, even though it's yesh b'karis. However, the Gemara explains hasam kapar michtav ksiva gilu milsa ba'almuhu that b'negiya the sar reshchayish. The way that we knew that the sar reshchayish comes to be mechapa on Tumas Mikdash v'kedoshav is not based on the mametzino and was based on the pasuk that stated usir izim echad lechatas l'Hashem. As the Gemara explained, chet shei makaboy el Hashem he sar zeh mechaper. And as we previously saw from Tesis, that the mashmois of this drasha is that as long as the person doesn't have yediyah b'tchila and there's no yediyah b'sayv, then even if it's a chet sheyesh b'karis, the sar reshchayish will be mechaper. Then the Gemara wanted to extend this din and state that the sar reshchayish is not only mechaper on tumas mikdash v'kedoshav, but it should be mechaper on all averis. And therefore, the Gemara stated that we learn from Rama Matzino that it can't be mechaper on other averis, since of course this will be a kula that the sar reshchayish will not be mechaper for any other avera. So therefore, certainly you can't ask a pircha either from Shchedish Kain Tarda or from Yom Kippurim Shkein Meruba Kaparasai. And the Gemara continues to explain Aval Hacha, but Benegay the Sar of Regal Ikalamema Kula Milsa Legaminon. And since Benegay the Sar of the Regal, the Torah doesn't state Seir Izim Echad Lachatas Lashem and doesn't use the term Lashem, so one may think that the Sar Izim is not going to be Mechapa on Tumas Mikdash V'Kedoshav, since there's a Chumra that's Yesh Bekaris. Maybe the Sar of the Karav Musaf of the Yom Tevim will not be Mechapa on Tumas Mikdash V'Kedoshav and will only be mechaper on small averis that's in Bekaris. Certainly this can't be learned from the Mametzino, as both the Sar Reish Chodesh and the Sar Nasa Bechutz of Yom Kippur both have chumris. Possibly that's the only reason that they would be mechaper on Tumas Mikdash v'Kedoshav. And let's see Rashi at the top of Daf Tes Amud Beis, Hasam Kapara Begufei Ksiv L'chatas L'Hashem Perish L'cha Kasabai Kapara Chet She'en Yedua U'mashma L'chol Chatayim She'en Yedua U'mashma and even Yesh Bekaris and Gilu Mons Ba'almahu D'gamrim Yom Kippurim Shlo Yechapa El Tumas Mikdash v'Kedoshav Hilchach Lek L'Mifrach Mali and Kippurim Shkem Meru Kaparasai Delei Gaminim Dei Kapara Elam Yutu De Gaminim Dei. Rashi continues, however, Benegi Asiri Golim Delei Mifrash Kapara Didu L'Chapahu Dechsebu V'Loi Pirish Almar Va'ata Balu Bei Mishalim Kippurim Sheichap Al Tumas Mikdash Shu Avin Kores Pachina Mali and Kippurim Shkem Meru Kaparasai. Ayin and Tap Tesis that does not learn the Gemara in the same way that we just explained it based on Rashi. The Gemara continues, Elikad Amar Abcham Rab Chanina Seir Usir Hachinam Seir Useir, the Lemaisa and Pastor's Pinchas, Benegea, all the Kabbanis Musafim, when the Psukim speak about the Seirizim Lachatas, so the Pasuk doesn't just state Seirizim Echad Lachatas, and instead the Pasuk starts with a Vav and it states Useirizim Echad Lachatas. Therefore, it's as if the Pasuk is telling us that the Seirizim of every single Yontiv should be compared to the Seirizim of Rish Chodesh. As the Gemara explains, Ve'iskish Seir Regalim and Seir Rish Chodeshim, Masir Rish Chodeshim, Enem Mechapim, Elash Ein Beyedia, Lei Betchil, Lei Besa. And the Mele we learn that just like the Sar of Rish Chodesh, certainly Mechapa on Tumas Mikdash V'Kedoshav, even though it's Yesh Bekaris, as the Pasuk stated, Seir Izim Echad L'Chatas L'Hashem. Similarly, the Seir Regalim are also going to be Mechapa on Tumas Mikdash V'Kedoshav, where it's Ein Bayidiyah B'Tchila V'Ein Bayidiyah B'Saif. And in addition, just like in regard to the Sar of Rish Chodesh, the Sar of Rish Chodesh is not Mechapa on other Averis, so similarly, the Sar of Regal only be Mechapa on Tumas Mikdash v'Kedoshav, and it would not be mechapa on other averis. Ayn Rashi Seir Useir Seir Havi Matzal Mechta Bekulu V'Ksiv Useir Izin L'Chatas V'Ab Moisav Al Inyum Rishon L'Hakish U'Mao Hakish Iskish Seir Regal Mishal Rish Chodesh V'Ukva Lom V'Binya Av Minyum Kippurim. And as we saw in Amud Aleph, that we learned the Sar Rish Chodesh from the Sar Nasa Bechutz of Yom Kippur V'Dav Alom V'Binya Av Chayzu Malam B'Hakish. And Rashi continues with a klal Kol Lom B'Chol Midas Chayzu Malamid Chutz Me Alom B'Hakish She'in Chayzu Malam Behekish Bekachim Vacharmina Bizvachim on Daf Mem Tesam Beis. Ayin in Taisis on Daf Tesam and Aleph at the end of Diva Maschel Chayil Vizeb Bar Bizman Kavua with Taisis Chaylik on this point of Rashi. The Gemara now continues. Ubailu, we had the following Shaila that we just stated that Lefir Bihuda, the Sar of Rish Chodesh and the Seir Regalim are Mechaper on Tumas Mikdash Vikadoshav with Ein Bayidia Betchila Vein Bayidia Besaif. And the Gemara has the following Shaila Kiam Rabbi Huda Shein Bayidia Le Betchila Le Besaif Hanimil Bechet Shein Safely Vada That do we say that the only time Rabbi Yehuda stated that the Sar of the Regal and the Sar of Reish Chodesh and Mechapa on Tumas Mikdash V'Kedasha was aimed by Yedia, Lei B'Tchilu V'Lei B'Seif, only in a scenario where a person that did Zavera will never find out that he did this Zavera, as Rabbi Magash explains, K'goin Shenitma V'Lei Yodah B'Tum Masim Ha'Ilam Lei Hu V'Lei Acher. For example, in a case where a person became Tamei and he didn't realize that he became Tamei, no one else saw him, and therefore certainly he'll never find out that he actually was Oivan the Issa of Tumas Mikdash V'Kedasha. Inami Hoyedeo Betumasai, or in a case where he actually knew that he was Tamei, Achel Basa Kodesh, Chesav Basa Chulin Hu, Vlayoda Ba'ulam, Shabasa Kodesh, Hu, Loy Hu, Vlay Acher, and then he ate Basa Kodesh that he thought was Chulin, and no one else knew that this was Basa Kodesh either. Maybe that's a scenario where Rabbi Huda states that the Sarah Regal and the Sarah Reish Kodesh will be Mechaper, but if it's a case where someone may have seen him do this Avera, but he just doesn't know at this point, but at some later point he may find out, then maybe his Kapar will be included with the Sarah Nas Bechutz. And as Rabbi Magash continues, Avachit Shesefeli Vada, Kagoin Shahi Shamachim Shekhu Betumasai, Vayodin Shazab Basa Shachel Basa Kaidishu, Shafel Pishahula Yoda Betchila Vale Besaif, however, Kishamaydin Oisachirim, Hareye Sham Yedia, Nami or in a case, Kagoin Shinichnas Beshvil Tomei, they was walking on a road that's Tomei, Vale Hoyedea Shesham Toma, Vachel Basa Kaidish, Vale Yodashu Tomei, Loy Betchil Vale Besaif, however, ultimately Besaif, Hareo Asad Leda, Shah. And even though certainly according to the Tanakam of our Mishnah, he will not be chayav a carbon as it was in by Yediyah Betchila, but the Maisa in this scenario, maybe even Rabbi Huda would agree that his kapara will not come through the Sar of Reish Chodesh or the Sar of Regalim, and instead the only way he'll have a kapara is only through the Sar of Nasa Bechutz on Yom Kippur. And the Gemara continued with the second tzad, Oidilma afil chetcha seifeli vada hashtar miya chetcha imakab that Rabbi Huda would still say that his kapara will come through the Sar Regal or the Sar of Reish Chodesh, as Lemaisa at this point that will bring the Sar of the Regal and the Sar of Reish Chodesh, it's Ein Bo Yediya B'Tchila Ve'Ein Bo Yediya B'Seif, and therefore he will receive his kapara not only once a year, but he will be able to receive a kapara multiple times a year on all the days of Reish Chodesh and on all Regalim. Gemara continues, and based on our Gersa, the Gemara will bring a Raya that Rabbi Huda holds like the second side of the Gemara, and as our Gemara continues, Tashma, I'll bring you a raya, Tanya, as we learn to the Braisa, Ashein Boyedia, Loy Betchil, Loy Besaif, the Chet Shesefeli Vada, and even if it's a Chet that potentially at some point he will find out about, Sira Regolim, Sira Shchadashim, Mechaperin, Div Rabbi Huda, that even so, the Sira Regolim and the Sira Shchadashim will be Mechaper, and he doesn't have to wait for the Sara Nasa Bechutz of Yom Kippur. Ein Rabbeinu Chananel, who has a different Gersa in our Gemara, and Lafia's Gersa would come out that the Tashma is actually bringing a raya to the first side of the Shaila, and Rabbeinu Chananel is Gerus Tashma de Tanya Shein Bo Yediya Loi Betchila V'Loi Besayif Bechet Shein Seifli Vada Siyur Galim Siyur Chadashim Mechaper and Div Rabbi Yehuda, and it's Muchach that the only time that the Mechaper is only on a Chet Shein Seifli Vada, but if it would be a Chet Shein Seifli Vada, then the Siyur Galim and the Siyur Chadashim will not be Mechaper, and only the Sar Hanasa Bechutz of Yom Kippur will be Mechaper. Keep in mind that although the Gemara previously stated that we learned that the Sar of Regalim is Mechapa on Tumas Mikdash V'Kedoshav from a Hekesh from Reish Chodesh, as the Pasuk states, Usir Izim Echad L'Chatas. However, in reality, although in regard to most of the Seir Regalim, the Pasuk begins with a Vav and states, Usir Izim Echad L'Chatas. However, B'negei Shavuos and B'negei Yom Kippurim, the Pasuk states, Seir Izim Echad L'Chatas. And although we don't need the Vav Moisev Al Inyan Rishayin, B'negei Yom Kippur, the Sar of Yom Kippur is the Sar Anasa Bechutz, and we already have its own Limud that's Mechapa on Tumas Mikdash V'Kedoshav. However, as Taisus points out, in Diva Maschel, Ked Amar Rab Chama, that we would still have to understand how we know that the Sora of Atzeres will be Mechapa on Tumas Mikdash V'Kedoshav, although the Gemara in Daf Yud Amar Aleph will seem to be discussing this point, and the Gemara will answer based on Hekesh Rabina. However, our Taisus wants to be Mechalik between our Sugya and that Sugya, Ayin and Taisvis, and we will stop over here.